It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Dan Badger. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Cal. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're getting by.
Yes, yes, we are. That's all we can say. Maybe we should just reset the year, although we're into September now. Maybe it's a little too late for that. But how's the year been for you?
Well, it's been a little bit strange, a little unusual. But, I mean, I think what all we can do is try to find the best possible 2020 that we can make out of this crazy situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you doing that, you think?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, when this all started and everything came to a halt, I mean, I took the time to, you know, spend time with my kids and you know, do a lot more writing and, you know, find new ways to do something with music. So, I mean, we've been creative. We've, you know, we haven't been doing much. But I've done a few things here and there, and it's been pretty decent.
Nice, nice. Let's talk about this new song of yours called Summer Days. Tell me about that.
Summer Days is a song I wrote quite a few years back, and it was just the way it was written, it was a little bit dated. And then while I was on a writing session with Darcy John, I was talking about this song, and we decided that we were going to attack it together and kind of, you know, get it a little more current, and that's what we did. And so Darcy helped rearrange and co-write some of the newer parts, and he produced it from home down in Nashville, and it was the first project Darcy has tackled producing a song that's radio ready, if you will. So mm-hmm. it was a really good experience.
Nice, nice. For those of people listening who don't know who Darcy John is, Darcy's been on the show before. He's such a talented songwriter and a guitar player, and now it looks like he's producing too, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know what? Darcy is, I mean, he's a well-rounded person as far as talent, but I mean, he's just a super nice guy, and that was a real treat. I mean, him and I have been friends for a while, so it was nice to tackle a project like this with him, because him and I had talked about doing this for some time now.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, things are kind of on hold now for 2020, but what are you looking forward to other than the obvious, I guess, in 2021? Any big plans?
You know what? I don't know that we know what 2021 is going to look like yet.
Yeah.
It's you know, I'm still doing the odd show. It's just acoustic, doing it by myself,
mm-hmm.
You know, social distancing and all that stuff. You know, I'm not doing a lot of it, maybe once a month, you know, and rebooking stuff that was booked this year for next year and just hoping that we can get to a point where we know what's going to happen next year and kind of move forward.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. I mean, it's slowly starting to come back, but there's a long ways yet to come, for sure, or yet to go, for sure.
I think the biggest problem is the uncertainties now.
Yeah,
you know?
You bet, you bet. Well, in the meantime, we can get a hold of you on social media probably, Dan. What's the best way for that?
Yeah, well, you can catch me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff. I'm most active on Facebook, or my website, which is www.dan-badger.com, or on Facebook at, I think it's at my Dan Badger, if you want to search up.
Sure. Sounds good. Awesome, man. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this song of yours, and we'll talk again for sure.
Well, I really appreciate it, Cal. Thanks.
Dan Badger on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.